This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo, along with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. We're here to talk drafts, prospects, the future, all the time. And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Evan, the NBA... the Pistons in here in Detroit have had a comeback, right? They won 30 more games this year than they won last year, 44. Cade Cunningham made third-team All-Star. And really, is I thought he should have been a second-team All-Star.
You can make that argument, absolutely.
And they got a lot of good players, you know. Ausar Thompson came through. We'll see what they have with Jaden Ivey coming back, but he was playing at a high level when he got hurt. Beef Stew had a resurgence and moved past where he was. Jalen Duren's a double-double machine. And
he really matured, yeah.
Yeah, very effective player inside. Hard-nosed team, coached well by J.B. Bickerstaff. And yet, even with that scenario, I hear this a lot. And you can you tell me if this is true? Because we're both basketball guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we sit around and talk about the college games, and we even get into some high school basketball sometimes and things. We love the game. Has basketball faded off the radar to what we are used to? Are we more and more uncommon that we're big basketball fans, especially the NBA, which I truly love? And, because I keep hearing over and over again that the NBA is unwatchable. Why do people say that? Do you agree?
No, I don't agree at all. I think the game is just different because I would argue when the Pistons won a title in 04, that was 1,000 times more unwatchable than the NBA today. I mean, they were winning games 7-8, and that's college score. That's not a 48-minute basketball game. I think... what made basketball so cool to me was all the high-flying dunks, passes, yada, yada, where the game has transitioned to what I never understood before, a shooting game, like shooting the basketball, where a lot of people are going to blame Steph Curry for, quote-unquote, ruining basketball. But to me, the point has always been to have the ball go through the hoop, whether it's a three, a two, a layup, whatever it might be. I think some people are turned off of the fact that you'll see a player go for a three-pointer instead of a layup. I think, but this is all sports. There's too many friendships out there. You don't see a lot of great rivalries with hate. And when I mean hate, you think about the Heat, the Knicks, the Bulls, the the Pistons, all that kind of stuff, right? In the heyday of the NBA, which was probably the early 90s into the early 2000s. But a lot of people complain about unethical scoring and drawing fouls. Well, I hate to break this news to you. The best players in the league have always gone to the free throw line. Yeah. I mean, Michael Jordan's, the, you know, Wilt was going to the free throw line. Like, it just happened. I think it's still a very, very enjoyable game. But where I think the casual fan really struggles is that the game really isn't decided till the fourth quarter. And these NBA playoffs, it's very evident because you've seen a lot of blown fourth quarter leads. And I just think that if you parachute into the NBA, you might not like what you see because you're used to 5 years ago, 6 years ago, right? And when you see
the league, I don't know. Steph Curry changed it, Golden State. I understand that. But this is where I have an issue with it. First of all, there's two different types, and you can help me with both types. One is the old school NBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Or old school sports fan who remembers the Bad Boys Pistons.
Sure.
I'm old enough to remember that. I don't know if you're old enough to
remember. I'm old enough.
Okay. You know, it's like, okay, oh, they were so gritty. And the game back then, flip on. There's more video of the NBA available. You know, from basically going back to Bill Russell and the Celtics, for crying out
absolutely
loud, than any other sport, where you can actually watch the games. Even though some of those old things are in black and white, it's like the original broadcast, and you can see it.
I'll go on YouTube, and you can watch full-length games.
Full-length games from, like, the 64 playoffs.
Or even, like, the 92 NBA Finals.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything is up there. And watch the 92 Finals. Watch the 92 Finals. Watch the Pistons when they're winning.
Yeah.
There's 1 3-pointer per game that team averaged.
Well, you know what?
One.
You know what's funny
about
that?
And, you know, those shots like Larry Bird hit? You know, it's like, oh, Larry Bird hit this big shot. They're hit by everybody. Toppin yesterday hit a Larry Bird-like shot.
Oh, yeah.
Obi Toppin.
Which is crazy.
But it's not like some kind of fluke. And I hear people say, oh, I can't stand watching Carl Anthony Towns. Carl Anthony Towns is like 7-something, and he's shooting from the logo.
He's an awesome player.
And, you know, making 3-pointers. It's like, what the hell you can – and Jalen Brunson? You know, what a fabulous – I know people in Detroit don't like him.
Screw him.
Tyrese Halliburton.
We would all love to have him.
You know, I mean, Shane Gilgeous-Alexander, I think the league, you know, is not – LeBron's older now, and Kobe's not there anymore. I mean, they were like the big names and everything. Of course, you go back to Jordan and all that. But these players, top to bottom, are just absolutely friggin' incredible.
Well, yeah, there's a lot more parity in the league than
way better players.
Before.
Way better players. Period.
Yeah.
Way better than even 10 years ago.
Well, I think it's been what, the last 6 MVPs have been foreigners.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, I had somebody look, this is what I get when I get calls. This is where it comes up. I the other day I put it up on X. I watched a tremendous game. The Knicks came back from 20 down and won the game. That was a hell of a comeback.
Absolutely.
That was like watching a football game in which a quarterback, you know, could be Brady, could be whoever.
Drew Stanton.
Anybody. Drew Stanton. There you go.
Huge comeback against Northwestern.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah.
It was like the highlight of John L. Smith's time. But you go and you look, it's like if that was a football game and Patrick Mahomes led a comeback, you'd be going, oh, man, what a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
What a whatever. You know, it's like, and I said, man, that was a great game. I love the NBA. And people are like, it's unwatchable. It's watered down. It's not watered down. You got all these great players from around the world. They didn't have all these great players. There were a few, like Petrovic started it, I think. You know,
Arvidas Sabonis.
Yeah,
like
they
stuff
had a couple
like
guys. You know, but you know, not like now where you look at Jokic and you go, "Well, how good is he? How good is he?
He's incredible.
He's incredible. He can shoot from the outside. He's the best passer that you can possibly imagine."
He's a unicorn. He really is.
I mean, it's just amazing how skilled some of these guys are.
Well, like you mentioned.
Now, don't tell me they don't play hard.
Oh, they totally do.
That's the other thing that, you know, ticks me off is people say they don't play hard. And you mentioned the friendship thing and all that. Well, I'm watching these series. Don't look like they really like each other too much. I mean, what is it?
Yeah, the Knicks and Pacers are not friends with one another.
No, and the Pistons aren't friends with either one of those.
No,
teams.
Absolutely not. But like you had mentioned the three-pointers. I did this early, was it the second round? The Celtics shot 60 three-pointers in a game.
Well, that sucked.
The Pistons in 1987 made 58 for the season.
Right.
I had to go look that up because I was like, I bet you I don't have to go that far back. But it's just, I think the fact that there are so many stars in the NBA too is that it's hard for fans to just like glob on to one player, right? When you see a player like Luka get traded in the middle of the year and you're like, holy crap, how does that happen? And then you see
that brings in the conspiracy theory, though.
Sure.
It's like, okay, the Lakers, you go all the way back, somehow Wilt ended up there.
Oh, the best duo.
Somehow Magic was drafted by them when he was the second pick.
LeBron
ends up there. Kobe ends up, Kobe was.
Well, they traded Vlade to Charlotte for him.
You know, Kobe ends up there.
Shaq
ends up there.
Remember they vetoed a trade for Chris Paul?
Yeah.
He was supposed to go there, and they were like, no. But the reason I brought up Luka is, so you might disagree with this. You probably will. It's actually a good trade for Dallas because they weren't going to pay this guy $400 million to essentially flame out at the end of the year. And that's what you're seeing with Luka. He flamed out in the finals where I don't know what it is. I don't want to call him out of shape because he's way better shape than I could ever imagine myself being in. But do you want to pay a guy that much money if he's not going to get you a championship? And Dallas believed that they couldn't get a championship out of him. And I think the average fan sees it and thinks it's a silly league because one of your best players in the league is getting dealt for essentially a bag of balls, right? And I think a lot of people have a problem with it. But if you look at it, Nico wasn't – or the Mavericks just weren't willing to foot that bill. And you have to think about that in the long term. But you see the money that these players are getting. Like John Luehr years ago got 4 years, $48 million from the Pistons. And I was like, holy crap. But that's what a fringe player in the NBA gets these days.
Norwell's.
Oh yeah, Nerlens Noel.
There's all kinds of like that.
Sure, but that's the league, and I think a lot of people get disparaged that they make so much money, but yet they don't
even
play.
Even the benchies, yeah.
But I think the league is in a great spot right now. The fact that you're going to see, I mean, potentially, and I'm pretty sure this is going to happen, the Pacers against Oklahoma City, which both teams were built off of the back of Paul George trades, which is crazy to think about. And for anybody sitting in Detroit listening to this, to see that you can actually build a team from the ground up, which the Pistons are doing, that should make you feel good. right? I mean, the Pacers got rid of Sabonis, who was their main guy for Halliburton, and you looked at it and you're like, why the hell do the Kings want to get rid of Halliburton? Now this guy's out there triple doubles in the playoffs. He's all world. Who the Pistons could have drafted. But having said that, it's great to see a team like the Pacers, who have never won a title, Oklahoma City, who has never won a title. Some people are going to argue.
Well, that's the other
Sonics.
Thing about the fix in. Why would they have Indiana and OKC, two of the smallest markets, play each other? Why would they do that if the fix is in? Why would San Antonio have won five championships?
Yeah, San Antonio.
You know, and here's the thing. I would say to the league, it's got a credibility problem. Because
sure.
This is how people feel. They feel like Dallas got that first overall pick.
Because they traded Luka.
And it was rigged. I don't know. It's just the way it is. But I'm puzzled by it because this Pistons group has played like the traditional Pistons group.
Hard-nosed,
tough, and very much care whether they win or lose every night.
Yes.
And they present themselves and play one. I mean, gosh, there was one thrilling game after another the Pistons played this year. And all of a sudden it's like, I can't watch the NBA. I hear that over and over again. Could it be college basketball is in such disarray because of the transfer portal? I mean, look at Michigan, the completely revamped roster here.
Well, hell, I mean, just the state of NIL, they kept that kid out of the NBA draft, Axel or whatever his name is. But the fact that, you're right, college can now pay a kid $4 million, however much money it is, I'm just throwing it out there, which could be more than your NBA contract, is wild. I think it's actually good for basketball because you're going to have kids staying a little bit longer than instantly going to the NBA. But back to your point about it being rigged, if it was really rigged, Cooper Flagg would be going to San Antonio to play next to Victor Wembanyama. Let's be honest, right?
Something like that.
Yes, not a rebuilding Dallas team. Yes, Kyrie is there, I understand, an old AD that's getting hurt. But I think the game is in a very, very healthy spot. But I think the average fan doesn't see LeBron James in the finals. The average fan doesn't know who Shai is, right? He's the MVP.
Right.
But he's one hell of a player.
When you say Ant, they look on the floor and think they're here instead of Anthony Edwards.
I see Anthony Edwards, and I see the face of the NBA in a superstar. The kid, and he backs it up. He talks the most crap that you'll hear, but then he goes and backs it up on the court. Now, this Western Finals aren't the best for him, but he led the Minnesota Timberwolves to two back-to-back Western Conference Finals.
You know, I was thinking the great players. Now, Kobe was an outlier because he came out of high school and really wasn't he wasn't as big as LeBron. He was big. You know, his father was a former NBA player.
Yeah, but it wasn't the hype of LeBron.
But LeBron had all his hype. And then, like, Jordan was from North Carolina. You know, you go back to how Magic and Bird changed the league. They both played in this epic championship game.
It'll never have bigger viewership.
Yeah, and you just go on and on about, like, different players coming out. But, you know, to sit there and act like the game isn't as good, I guess that's my issue with people who are a little bit older. The other thing, too, is, pertains to my age group, people talked about the national pastime as being baseball.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid and all the way through college and everything, the biggest recreational sport was basketball.
Yeah, you know why? Because the hoop was free and a basketball was $20.
Right. And
you could do it on your own.
And, you know, you could play 3-on-3, you could play 2-on-2, you don't have to chase some ball or whatever.
No.
And it's great exercise and, you know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, what's more fun than shooting baskets or playing basketball? So, I don't know. I'm just somewhat puzzled about it. But anyway, enjoyed the conversation. Hey, don't forget to like us, subscribe to us, whatever. Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com, Pat Caputo 98 on X, also on Pat Caputo 98 on Blue Sky.
Yes.
And Facebook and Evans Gentman Jenkins on X. And 97.1 The Ticket. You can always get my columns and these podcasts. They're on the Facebook page, the X account, all those things.
Yep.
Till next time, we'll talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.